Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Today is Monday. It's been a very, very good day. There's, you know, the temperature was kind of here and there because of, you know, the rain and all, and actually the temperature got up to about 57 today, close to 60 degrees, so it wasn't a bad day. It's overcast most of the day and things like that, but tonight's going to get cold. Actually, tomorrow morning around 5 or 6 o'clock, you'll be 31 degrees. So that's below freezing with a wind chill of about 20. So if you're going to be out tonight and about tonight or wee hours in the morning, you guys, please bundle up, get plenty of liquids in you, and I don't mean the alcoholic liquids, but some type of water or Gatorade or something like that, something that's going to replenish your body. Okay, the best thing is water. So keep yourselves hydrated and stay warm. Okay, keep yourselves hydrated and stay warm, guys, and take care of yourselves and your family. Because I tell you, it is going to get cold tonight. And tomorrow we're going to get up to, I think, about 45 degrees. And but it ain't going to get much past that, all right? And there's going to be a lot of wind blowing tomorrow. So if you're going to be out and about tomorrow finishing up those last-minute shopping things, last-minute shopping ideas or whatever you have, then, you know, you need to bundle up and stay warm and dry, okay? It's going to be dry for the next 5 or 6 days. We won't have any rain. I mean, it rained so much yesterday that it rained from early morning all the way through the night. You know, I'm not sure what time I went to bed last night, but it rained all the way through the day yesterday and all the way through the night. When I went to bed, it was still raining. Okay, so we got plenty of rain. I think a little over 3 inches of rain on yesterday. Okay, so again, guys, bundle up, keep hydrated, water and Gatorade, keep yourselves hydrated. And again, take care of your families, take care of your kids, keep them all warm and snug this time of year, okay? Our show today is also being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And remember to tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you're on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says Follow This Show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and go ahead and become friends of the show. And you'll get daily Facebook messages about episodes that's going on. Now, if you have a Twitter account, I'm on Twitter as well, at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, guys, we've had a good weekend. We're going to have a great week. I know I am. I know you are. And I hope everyone stays safe. Okay? And you know, because of all the things that are going on, people are out and about. People are shopping, you know, doing all kind of last-minute stuff for Christmas. Please be careful. There are a lot of fools out there that are taken from people, okay, because they don't have the means or the know-how or anything like that to get out there and get for themselves from you. So keep one eye, keep your eyes open at all times, you know, keep looking around you at all times, and try to travel with someone else. Try to travel in at least two-person parties, okay? That way you're less susceptible to some type of crime against you when you have more than one person with you, okay? Excuse me. And again, if you are out shopping now, this is something I saw on TV. If you are out shopping for Christmas, please don't go back to your car and throw your bags in the back seat or throw your bags in the front seat in the floorboard. Or, you know, some people put their bags in the back seat in the floorboard and then they'll throw a coat or something over it. This is actually, you know, the police are saying this is actually more intriguing to criminals. Because you have something strolled on the back seat, clothes or something strolled on the floor, they think you're covering up something, okay? I believe the best thing to do, you can't completely eliminate this crime stuff, but I think the best thing for you to do is to put it in your trunk. And if somebody busts in your trunk and take your stuff because they saw you put it in there, hey, you know, that's the way it is, all right? But if they don't see you put it in there, then they won't know that something's in your trunk, and they don't usually bust open people's trunks just to see if they have something in there, okay? But they will bust that window if they see that you have a package or if you're hiding something on the floorboard. Even you may not be. Y'all with me? Even you may not be. You know, that then could be a thing that, you know, that they'll still break in your car for. Okay, they'll still break in your car, but she wouldn't give you trouble this time of the year at Christmas time. So be careful, guys, and take care of yourselves and be safe out there for Christmas, okay? Today's show is called Are You Ready for Christmas? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and tell me, are you ready for Christmas? Okay, and what I mean by that is not just having gifts for people, but, you know, are you ready to get it on? Are you going to parties? Are you going to be, you know, doing a lot of eating? Or are you going to just be relaxing maybe at this time of year? Excuse me. Myself, you know, we usually do a little something at Christmas. Actually, I'm going to someone else's house on tomorrow, to Christmas Eve. And you know, I'll be in and out of the house, you know, for the next few days. And, of course, Christmas, I guess I'm ready for Christmas, okay? I think I have what I need for Christmas. I may have to go back to the beverage store for a few things. But as far as food, we're stacked in food and drinks and all that. And, you know, I believe all the gifts are done and either under or near the tree, okay? And so we're pretty much ready, all right? But time of year was my mom's favorite time of year. My mom passed in 2005 from cancer, but, you know, early 2005, so in April 2005, so the Christmas before that, 2004, and all the Christmases before that, for my life, you know, my mom was the place to be for Christmas, okay? She loved to entertain. She loved to have people over, and especially at Christmas and Thanksgiving time, she loved to entertain. So this is her favorite time of year, okay? And that made it my favorite time of year, right? So, you know, and I guess as a youngster, the way I got ready for Christmas was kind of simple. I waited and waited and waited until Christmas Eve, and then at Christmas Eve night, everyone over to the house and having fun and all. Next thing you know, hey, buddy, it's time for you to go to bed. You know, I'm up running around, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Hey, buddy, it's time for you to go to bed. How can I go to bed when I'm so excited about what I'm getting for Christmas? Okay? I knew I was getting lots of stuff. All right? And, you know, my sister and brother say I was spoiled and all this, but I don't think so. But I knew I was getting a lot of stuff. So I'm too excited to go to sleep. But they gave you She had the right way of doing it for a kid, okay? If you knew what she did at Christmas time and you have little kids, you do what she did, Y'all with me? So she'd make me go to sleep, but leading all the way up to Christmas Eve, she'd talk about how, you know, Santa was coming, and if he caught you while you were, if he came to deliver your gifts, toys, and you were still up and about, you know, he'd spit tobacco in your eyes, burn your eyes, okay? And then she made cookies, or she made a cake for Santa to eat when he got there. And she put it out, and she'd say, okay, this is for Santa. She put it out with a fork. Now, like, man, who gonna eat that big old piece of cake? Right? But that was Santa's piece of cake. And so I'd get in my bed and I'd, you know, close my eyes hard. I mean, squeezing them shit, trying to go to sleep. And the next thing you know, she'd be waking me up. It's Christmas, you know, and man, I throw those covers off of me, jump out of bed, run in the front room, and buy out. I mean, I got all this stuff for Christmas. All this is mine, you know? And you know, a lot of people would come over my house to see what I had for Christmas. And I had everything that I wanted, okay? If I didn't have something that I wanted, I didn't know it because I had all this other stuff. Y'all with me? And that's how I got ready for Christmas. That's how my mom got me ready for Christmas. She was, you know, she was always right there, and she'd always tell me all these different stories about Christmas time and how, you know, how things would happen. And she'd be so excited about Christmas. Okay? And then as you got older and you understood about these things, and, you know, it isn't the same anymore, okay? Now I have to be in the place of where my parents were. I have kids. I don't, my youngest is 12, so she understands about Christmas. But before that, to have a great time, you know, helping them to understand what was going on with Christmas, why were they getting all these toys and gifts and all this stuff, and we'd do a great job. Actually, I'd take both my kids to my mom's house, and we'd spend the night there, and we'd have everything there on Christmas morning when we got up. And that's what we did. But now, It's so much different, okay? After my mom died, you don't have a lot of big relationship and all with my sisters and brothers. Used to have one of the greatest relationships of all with them. And now I really only have a relationship with my oldest sister. But that's the way things go, and people make decisions, right? But when we were growing up, that's how we got ready for Christmas. You know, my mom would do all kinds of stuff. She'd cook all kinds of stuff, and we'd have people over, and we'd just have a big old party for a few days. And that's the way it was when we were growing up. And when we were growing up, you know, it wasn't all this stuff about, you couldn't go outside. You couldn't hang out. You know, people were out in the streets. People were riding their new bicycles in the streets. People were skating in the streets. Y'all remember the skates? People were just skating in the street, and you'd hear a large crowd of people come down the street, and they'd be skating. You'd hear these, they called them flyways, these steel wheel skates that you had to get you some Broganes with the hard bottoms on them, so you could tighten them things up as tight as they could to be able to hold on to your shoes so they wouldn't come off. and they wouldn't come off. You know, I used to see people fall sometimes on these skates, and maybe the strap would come loose, but that was it. The other part still be hanging onto that shoe, man, and they'd be tumbling, and that skate be flopping everywhere. But that's how we did it, you know. That's how we did it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And so, and then when, you know, bicycle time, hey, you rode your bike all over the place, brand new bikes. But now, you know, you don't even see the kids outside. I got a lot of kids that live in my neighborhood, but I probably will not see a whole lot of kids outside on Christmas Day. I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I probably will not. Now, I got a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
I'm surprised you know about the flywheel. You left out a part. A lot of the older kids had on overalls. You sweat overalls. And sometimes they'll block all the street, man, because there's so many kids out rerouting buses and whatnot. You know, like you say, it's ridiculous now, man. You're scared to leave your home. People break in your house and steal all your Christmas presents. I just left work. One of the guys at work, man, he was robbed here recently. You don't know what the world coming to, man. But to get away from that, man, the damper in there, Christmas, man, them were some of the best times, man. And like I say, your parents, man, you be out in your room somewhere, you hear your parents, them up front, having so much fun, man. Wonderful times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything unchanged now.
Yeah, it has. But plus, you got a lot of computers now, man, and video games. You know, we had the Atari. Only thing we had was the little block thing that you had to hit, and a little beep beep beep. That's the only thing we had. Man, you shoot planes out the sky. So
yeah. But by us not having access to this type of stuff that they do now, that gave you your reason to go out. That gave you and you wanted to get out because you had a brand new bicycle, or you had some brand new skates that you wanted to skate and all this stuff. But now, you know, kids aren't getting skates and bicycles. They want the new pair of Jordans and another pair of Jordans and all this stuff and some type of, you know, that what's that new game that what they call it on that Xbox or whatever that. What they call it when they taking them cars? Grand Theft Auto. You know, they want all this crap that, you know, that you have to be inside to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's so advanced now, man. My grandson, he's talking to three or four people online. They got headsets on. People in other states, they're actually in competition online doing this stuff, man. I'm like, and he in his room hours at a time, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Yeah, man, it's ridiculous. But like you say, we get the bicycles, man, all this gear. Well, you know, we all used to get in groups, man, and by the time you look up, hell, it's 10 o'clock at night. And well, you know, over the period of time while we were out of school, by the time you go back to school, man, your ass hurting because you're, oh, my bad, because you're riding on them bicycles all the time, man. And,
yeah.
Oh. And it was amazing, man. It was a beautiful thing, though. It was a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let you go, Faye. I got a phone call coming in at the house, and I'll talk with you later.
Okay, I appreciate you, Kyle, bud. And again, you know, that was the way it was for us. That was Christmas for us. You know, we had a great time. And I grew up with the caller that just called in. And that's what we did. We lived around the corner from each other. And that's what we did. We had great times together. I could go to his house, he could come to my house, whatever. That's the way it was in my neighborhood when we were growing up. And we didn't have all these crimes and so much stuff going on that your parents didn't want you to go outside. Wasn't like that. Or maybe the media is so big now and you got all this social media that you know about so much stuff now. Maybe that was it. Maybe we need to cut out some of this stuff so we won't hear about all this bad stuff that's happening. Maybe our minds won't be thinking about it so much. But that's part of this social networking stuff is that you hear so much bad stuff, and people for some reason people gravitate toward this bad stuff. You know, you're talking to people, whether it's in the barbershop, at the hairdresser, or whatever, and people aren't talking about having a great time at Christmas. They're talking about, you know, someone they know that got, like he said just a minute ago, one of the guys from work got robbed yesterday. They're talking about people getting robbed, people getting killed, or something happened to their girlfriend over here, and things like that, when, you know, Christmas time shouldn't be like that. But that's the way it is. Now, it's not as much fun as it used to be. Let's put it like that. And I know the kids don't know. You know, that's why we're here, is to pass along some of the things from the past. Okay? And I know kids don't know, but that's the way it was. That's how we grew up, having a great time at Christmas. And we did. Okay? Guys, I'm about done with the show. I got about a minute left in the show. Join me tomorrow. Let's talk a little more about Christmas, or I'm going to try to have a great, great topic for you tomorrow. I do have something I want to talk about before Christmas, before the new year and all. But join me tomorrow again, 6:30 p.m., right here, live on The Frank Williams Show. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Stay warm. Don't get cold tonight. Take care.
My time.